Hello again, this is World Pastor Tony Alamo. We're in program 331. If you'd like a copy of it, Sharon will tell you four different ways that you can receive one at the end of the program. Please tell us whether you'd like a audio tape or a CD. We have, and it's absolutely free of charge, including the packaging up and the sending out. We don't charge anything at all. We do that because there's so few people that have money these days, you know, and the Lord, we work, we don't get any government aid or anything like that, but as long as we're making enough to send out to the people that we do send out to, we're not asking for any funds whatsoever. However, you should, it's a commandment from the Lord that you do tithe, but if you don't have it, folks, we certainly don't require anything of you at all. Okay, we have some songs today. Our guests are one of them is Peg Spring, the other one is H.B. Barnum Choir, the Life Choir. We have testimonials, we've got readings from the Bible, and some strong teaching from the Bible. And preaching, and we're going to go up to the throne of the Lord now and ask the Lord to anoint outwardly and inwardly this program. Lord, that you will open the ears of those out in radio land, and that you will also open their eyes so that they can see. There is a balm in Gilead. Wash their eyes with that balm so that they can see, and let the words of the Lord go directly, strongly, deep into their ears and into their spirit. Lord, their spirit hears if Satan is not plugging up their ears. Open up, close their carnal ears and open their spiritual ears to hear what the Spirit has to say unto the churches and unto the lost, unto everyone that will hear. Father God, for the sakes of all the born-again Christians that are frontliners, those of us that are on the front line, battling toe-to-toe with Satan, Lord, we ask that you destroy all the works of Satan in our path, that you put Satan completely out of the way, rebuke him, and rebuke all of his workers. Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you're, and Lord, send in finances enough to where we can take care of the heavy load of literature and Bibles that people want. Send in tons of finances, Lord, so that we can evangelize the entire world for the sake of the souls that you died for, Lord, that they might be saved and that we may bring back to life those that have fallen asleep, those that have become lukewarm, that their souls may be on fire again for you. Lord, we ask it in Jesus' name, and everyone says amen.
Amen.
All right, here's Peg Springman to sing Right on King Jesus. I love this song, and I love the way he sings.
Thank you.
Jesus rides a milk white horse. No man can hinder me. The river of Jordan leadeth us. No man can hinder me.
No one can hinder us if we are filled with the seven, accommodation of the seven spirits of God, which is mentioned of the divine Trinity in Revelation chapter 1, verses 4 and 5. Do you want to read that for me, please?
John, to the seven churches which are in Asia, grace be unto you in peace from him which is and which was and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth, unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Okay, so the seven spirits. This is for degradation, as I mentioned yesterday, that people are going to degrade. Not everybody wants to serve the Lord. That's just tragic. Some people get very offended because they can't live the old life that they lived before, of lusting and fraternizing with human flesh and smiling at them and so on. Like Jesus never smiled at females. It doesn't say that at all, does it?
No.
No, or either did Paul or Peter or any of the disciples or any of the prophets. Theirs wasn't into winning friends and influencing people. That's for politicians, people that want something from people. They want your vote. Men or women that are smiling at strangers. I have familiar spirits, and what it is they want something from them. Maybe something, an exciting night together or something like that, or just a glance so that they can build up their egos, that they're really not as ugly as they think they are, you know? And so, but we're talking about the divine Trinity. This is the thing that we need in these last days to conquer Satan. Revelation 4:5 talks of the seven lamps burning before the throne of God. And the reason that they're there is to carry out the divine work of the Lord. Yeah, let's read that.
And out of the throne proceeded lightnings and thunderings and voices.
The throne in heaven, the God's throne, then what?
And there were seven lamps of fire burning before the throne, which are the seven spirits of God.
These are the seven spirits, and what they're for is to, they're burning before the throne of God for the purpose of carrying out the divine work of the Lord. Well, the Lord had already, and this part of the Bible has already died and come back to life, and he's already there on the throne in the kingdom of heaven. So how can he on earth carry out the divine work of God? He does it in human beings. And right in this part of the Bible, it's Mark. Mark chapter 10, verses 36 through 40 tells you that. This is what these boys are going to do. And let me find it here. Okay. His disciples came unto him, and he said unto them, "What would ye that I should do for you?" And they said unto him, "Grant unto us that we may sit one on thy right hand and the other on thy left hand in thy glory." Verse 38, "But Jesus said unto them, ye know not what ye ask. Can you drink of the cup that I drink of? Can you? I'm God here on earth. And be baptized with the baptism that I am baptized with? Can you?" And they said unto him, "We can." And Jesus said unto them, "Ye shall indeed drink of the cup that I drink of, and with the baptism that I am baptized withal, shall ye be baptized." But what this is talking about is Christ, God, in the Old Testament, in order to fulfill the New Testament, had to be processed. The Holy Spirit had to be processed into human flesh. And now he's telling the people, he's agreeing with them, that they have to be processed also by the Holy Spirit in them. Their flesh, their spirit has to be processed into the kingdom of heaven, just like they have to be baptized as Jesus was baptized into death. And it tells us in the Bible that we all were baptized into the death of Christ, doesn't it?
Yes.
Okay, so that means if you're baptized into the death, then you're crucified with him. Amen?
Amen.
And that's what I'm teaching. Amen?
Amen.
And that if you drink the same cup, that means that you're going to go through the same process. He said to the Father, he said, "Father, if let this cup pass from me. I don't make me drink this part of the process. Don't make me have to be go naked on the cross and be humiliated like this, degraded like this. To take the cross, this part of the cross, I don't want to do that. But nevertheless, Lord, if it's your will," and this is the thing that people don't want to do, people that are carnal, people that are going to hell. Now, the Lord prophesied here that these people are going to heaven. He says that you shall indeed drink of the cup. In other words, because if you want to go to heaven, you have to go the whole route. That means if it's, death is facing you, you're going to have to drink that cup just like I do. Yeah, you're going to be baptized. You're going to drink the same cup that I do. He knew they would when they received the baptism of the Holy Spirit. The seven spirits that were given from the throne of God to carry out the divine work of God and the work of the Holy Spirit. So you're going to drink. Any one of you out in Radio Land or wherever, if you're looking at my website and taking this message, burning it off of my website, which you can do, and I want you to, you're going to be baptized. If you're going to heaven, it's the same baptism that Jesus was baptized with. And you're definitely going to drink the same cup that he was that he drank. But to sit on the Lord's right hand or on his left, whatever, is not his to give. Because the Lord went through, he drank his own cup, and he was baptized into his own death, but it shall be for you people, it shall be given to them for whom it is prepared. In other words, if you drink the cup, if you go through the process and you're baptized into the Lord's death and you do as he says, you will be on his right or left hand. It's a preparation thing. It's like a process. It's for him that prepares themselves. So we have to prepare ourselves, because the Lord is not going to do that. If you take it upon yourself to do the work of the Lord, then you will do the work of the Lord. But if you do not prepare yourself for that, you will not be drinking the cup of the Lord, and you will not be baptized into his death. Okay, because it just doesn't happen by osmosis, or, you know, because you want to hold a good thought that you're doing exactly what the Lord wants you to do. It's a process, and the process was very well planned by the Lord. He wants to know who really he's letting into the kingdom of God. He doesn't want you. There's not going to be any phonies there. They're going to go through the process. They're going to go through the baptism. They're going to go through the drinking of the cup. They're going to go through the humiliation. They're going to go through the degradation. It's not for the Lord to hand out awards or rewards to whoever he pleases. He knows that you have to prepare yourself. You have to drink the cup. You have to be baptized into his death. You have to deny yourself the different things that you like. You like human flesh. You like the world. No. If you like those things, you're not going to heaven. Amen. You have to prepare yourself for death. You have to care. Every day, you have to take up the cross. Oh, you don't get enough sleep, do you? Or you don't feel like studying today or worshiping the Lord today? You don't feel like taking the humiliation today? You feel like throwing in the towel if somebody persecutes you? Well, no, you have to prepare yourself, because sitting, even in the kingdom of heaven anywhere, takes preparing. Amen?
Amen.
It takes a drinking of the cup and being baptized to death every day. You have to take it upon yourself to be dead every day, to take up this death every day. But there's so much to do. The mountains, the ocean, the desert, the different places where we could go, the different restaurantes, the patisseries, all over the world, and the different TV programs and the different movies and the different sports. Oh, I'm really into sports, you hear people saying. I like hockey. I like basketball, football, baseball, all these things. You have to put the cross to them, okay? Because you can't have your mind on the world and all the events of the world and get into the kingdom of heaven. You have to sell all these things, give them to the devil in order to have the pearl of great price. Amen?
Amen.
Now, is Jesus the pearl of great price? The people that are of the Lord are his pearl of great price. He loved us so much. We were such a pearl of great price to him that he gave up everything in heaven and gave up everything of his life to drink the cup so that we could also enjoy eternity with him. And then he was baptized into death. This is God Almighty. And who do you think you are that you shouldn't drink the cup and be baptized? They said, yes, we can. Yes, you can too, if it's your will to do it. If it's your will to give up your filthy little thoughts and your nothing little thoughts that don't amount to anything, and your nothing little life. You've never amounted to anything that was worthy of heaven. I wasn't either, okay? I'm trash without the Lord, and so are you. Amen?
Amen.
You're trashy. Think of, you know, the way you were raised. Well, I had, one of them says, well, I went to the best schools in Europe. What is that going to do for eternal life? All it did is made a pervert out of you. Amen?
Amen?
Now, I believe in education. That's nice to know things because we have to discuss matters with different people in order to make them believe that you're intelligent enough to be able to receive the scriptures. Otherwise, they think that you're so stupid that how could you know anything spiritual? So it's not nice to be ignorant of the Lord's, of the things of the Lord. And it's all right to, you know, for children to learn to go to school, to learn to add, subtract, read, write, and all these things, and even study to be a musician in a Christian band or something. That's all right. Amen?
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that. So long as you put the Lord first. Amen?
Amen.
So we just read Revelation 4, 5, which talks of the seven lamps burning before the throne of God to carry out the divine work of the Lord. We couldn't carry out the divine work of the Lord like I'm doing right now if it wasn't for the seven spirits emanating from the throne of the Lord. These are these burning lamps in me to carry out the divine work of God and to work. And the work of the Lord is the administration of the dispensation of the Spirit for the consummation of the divine business of God. What's the consummation? Well, you know, like when you get married, you become one flesh. Well, when you get married to God, that's what it is. We become the bride of Christ. Amen?
Amen.
So he wants to consume. He wants to consummate or consume us. And he wants us to consume him. That's the husband. And the body is the bride. And you're supposed to be totally involved with the Lord, your husband, if you want to attend the marriage supper of the Lamb and be welcomed into the kingdom of heaven as the bride of Christ, which is his body. The wife of a man becomes his body. And if her body is flirting around with other men, then that isn't his wife, because she's constantly she's just everyone's body to have. That's the work of a prostitute. She's a flea bag, like Mary Magdalene was until she became a daughter of God. Now, some people don't have any shame whatsoever. The people today are shameless. They don't have any shame of what they do. They love to disrobe and show themselves off as though they have something that nobody else has. And if it wasn't for the promoters in the world, they wouldn't have anything other than anybody else has, but they just promote them as they did Britney Spears, okay? She has less than an average voice and less than an average body, but the promoters that hype people up, they made her look like some kind of a thing that should be worshipped. And her worshippers are young girls, because she's, from what I understand, she's a gate. She swings both ways. She's like a, she goes for men and women, is what I understand. This is, but if, you want to do a counter thing on it, you talk about her stinky feet and her insanity. She checks herself into the private nut house in Malibu on several occasions. She was just seen the other night bashing somebody's car in with an umbrella. Everybody thinks she's crazy. Well, we're all crazy until we accept the Lord Jesus Christ as our personal Savior. But all she needs to do is enter into the body of Christ. Amen?
Amen.
To enter in the church, the bride of Christ. And then she'll be of a perfect peace and a sound mind. I feel sorry for her. Because there's people that don't like her and they're talking about her stinky feet. And then now she's not able to handle the degradation of people talking about her. She doesn't have the seven spirits of God in her. And so now she's flipped out. And all she needs is Jesus. Amen?
Amen.
And so people, you know, there's not going to be any good thing happen to her at that place in Malibu, because she's been in and out of there. Just like a bee going into the hive, bringing honey in, and then going back out and getting more and more and more. Bad comparison, however. She's going to be in and out of there because they have nothing to give her. Now, if I were to talk to her, I would tell her about Jesus and how that she'd be able to handle any degradation or anything that she's going through if she would be consumed by the Lord, the divine Spirit of God, the seven spirits. Consummating a marriage is when a man and a wife cleave together as a man and wife. They become one flesh. But the seven lamps of the seven spirits that are burning before the throne of God are to carry out the divine administration, the divine business, or the divine dispensation. Because what we do by this Holy Spirit, those seven spirits, is they're concentrated for the power in these last days, which is the most wicked time that has ever been on the face of this earth. So we cannot carry out this divine administration or dispensation unless we're in the church's body, which is the body of Christ, for the consummation of God's divine marriage with us. That's his business. His business is with his wife. Amen?
Amen.
And that's why the Apostle Paul said, this is a mystery, but the mystery of God is over with now when the Lord gives me these words to tell you about them. Amen?
Amen.
It's very much like that, because a man is really supposed to care about his wife. And the wife is supposed to care only for her husband. Isn't that what the Bible says?
Amen.
She's to cherish him and to back him up. Otherwise, she's not a wife. Is she?
No.
Her eyes are not to be wandering, but her eyes are to remain in her eye sockets if she wants to get into heaven. And she has to treat the Spirit of God the same way. I mean, if she doesn't want the Spirit of God to lift from her, to take away from her, and she wist it not, in other words, she doesn't know that the Holy Spirit has left her because of her whoredoms, God knows, and he's not going to hang around in a house that is filled with undivine, not divine thoughts. I mean, he doesn't mingle himself with devils, does he?
No.
No. Be ye holy, he said, because I'm holy, and I'm not going to live in an unholy person. And so the demon that was cast out of you at first will come back and see his holiness gone because you're unholy. And then that demon with seven others, worse than the one that was first cast out, he'll come back into your body, and there's no possible way for you to repent because the Bible says so. That second state of where you trample the blood of Jesus underfoot and put him to open shame, it's over with, kid. What can I tell you? What can the Lord tell you? He says it's over with. because there's no more dispensation of the Holy Spirit, the intensified whole seven spirits into one coming out of your body. You're not a dispensing machine of the Spirit of God, the Word of God, into others so that they can be saved. In other words, you're not useful to the Lord any more than a fig tree that doesn't bear fruit. You're worthless, and therefore you can be the Lord. Well, he's gone. He leaves you because you, after all the messages that you've received, you haven't received them. You could have, but you didn't, because it's like trash to you. And so what happens is you could become trash to God. God leaves you, and he leaves you to the devices of the devil. He says to one of the tribes of Israel, he says, let him alone. Let him go with the devil, because he wants somebody that wants to, has a burning desire to serve the Lord. And if the desire is just a nominal desire and not a burning, zealous desire, well, then you're worthless to the Lord, because you have no desire to listen to those that have the rule over you. You're unruly, and the Lord says to obey those that have the rule over you. He says for you to love your husband, to love your wives. Love your wife. Bring the gospel to her. Testify to her. Rebuke her. Reprove her. And she doesn't like it. She hates reproof of the word of the Lord. So let her alone. Let her go. She's nothing to you. She's not your helpmate. She doesn't help you. She puts you down to a piece of bread, because she puts you down in front of people. Let her go. She's worthless. So these seven spirits are to carry out the divine administration or dispensation through the church's body, which is the body of Christ, for the consummation of the divine business. And that business is for the body of Christ. And that's chapter 4, verse 5, Revelations. Go ahead, hurry.
And out of the throne proceeded lightnings and thunderings and voices, and there were seven lamps of fire burning before the throne, which are the seven spirits of God.
Right, that's first.
And before the throne there was a sea of glass like unto crystal, and in the midst of the throne and round about the throne were four beasts full of eyes before and behind.
Yeah, all this is symbolism, and I'll get into that later. And the divine business of the Holy Spirit is being married. The Spirit marries those of us that are humans, so that the divine Holy Spirit, the intensification of the Lord's spirit is that we become one with the Lord through this marriage, the business of the Lord. The Lord's business is just his church, his bride. Okay, and that's, if a man, you can tell when men and women are in love with each other, and they make each other their business, because they're one, and you can tell they're one. Everybody could tell that Sue and I were one, because we were just devoted to each other. There was a devotion there, and there were, felt that when they were with us, that we were like two divine people of God, thinking the same way. We knew each one of us was thinking, and when we were witnessing and testifying or not, we knew what the next one was going to say and what we were going to do, and we backed each other up all the way. And it was that divine, holy intensification of the Holy Spirit that was in us that had become one with us, one with the Lord through his consummation. When you consummate a marriage, you get into one another, okay? You're one. And when the Lord consummates us as his bride, and we as his bride, he gets into us. Amen, by the Holy Spirit. He enters into us. If that's the born-again spirit, the consummation of the Lord's divine business, I make my wife my business, okay? If she would be doing something with other guys, she's not my business anymore. I don't have to pay any attention to her whatsoever. And the Lord knows that would be divorce. Now, you can support him. You can support your wife. But you certainly don't have to. That isn't your business. Supporting is just giving her food, clothes, a place to live. So that she doesn't have to go outside and become a prostitute. Now, that's the way it really is. Okay, so the divine business of the Holy Spirit is the same thing as the seven eyes of the Lord or of the Lamb, the observing parts of the Holy Spirit, of this Holy Spirit. He has these seven eyes. The Spirit sees everything. It's going to and fro on the earth inside the bodies of human beings. It's like a lamp inside of us. So there's all kinds of parts of this Spirit that has consumed us, and we are consuming Him. We have to eat His flesh and drink His blood, or there'll be no place for us in the kingdom of heaven. We have to be completely busy with the Lord's business. He's our husband. If you're not doing what the Lord said, then you're none of His. He says so over and over again in the Bible. He says, you are my friend, you're my wife, you're my bride, if you do everything I say. A wife never does contrary to her husband. And a husband is never contrary to his wife unless she's going off the track. She's getting out of the Spirit. And unless she's going towards Satan. And women have to be careful, because it was the woman that was deceived in the garden, not the man. Okay? She's so easy to go along with Satan. She doesn't know who to be a bride with. This guy or the other guy, or this guy or that guy. King Solomon stated out of 1,000 females that he knew, there wasn't one of them that he found. Not one of them that he found was a virtuous woman. And so we use that as a rule of thumb. Women want equal rights, but the Lord doesn't make them equal. He says they're the weaker vessel. So you've got these women libs, women that are possessed with the devil, that rise up and they want to take men's jobs. They want to box. They want to wrestle. They want to be electricians. They want to do all these different things. And they can, but they don't pay any attention to their husband or their children. And this is what God called them for, and there's no way that they can enter the kingdom of heaven unless they do what He called them to do. They have no part of the Lord whatsoever. And I want them to know that if that's the way they feel, that they're going to hell. I want you to know it in advance. So whenever you're doing your witchcraft, that will enter your brain and stay there like the hair in a drain. Know that you're going, because you're despicable in the eyes of the Lord and to the church. So these seven eyes of the Lord are the same thing as the seven eyes of the Lamb, who are the observing parts of the Holy Spirit, parts of the Spirit of the Lord, who redeems us. He saves us if we want to be saved. But if you don't want to save, He's not going to grieve over you. He figures you're trash, chaff, goats, to be burnt. And nobody pays any attention to chaff. Do you?
No.
No, when we beat the chaff out of the wheat, the only one that's left is the wheat. We keep the wheat, but we add to the chaff. It's nothing to do. You're worthless as chaff. You're of no value at all to humanity or God. So he observes all the seven churches in all the nations for the building up of his. What? To building up of his wife. God wants his wife, the completion of his wife, to be put together before he pulls everybody out of this world. Before he pulls her out of this world. Now there's maybe still some people that are going to be saved. They'll be part of his body. So this is what we're doing through him. He's no longer doing carrying that, going through the baptism of death. He died once, but we're bearing about his death here on earth. So for the building up of his bride, which is the Lord's body, to consummate the building up of the new Jerusalem, which is, again, the body of Christ, which is those of us who have accepted him and are carrying the cross and going through it all, drinking the cup and continuously being baptized into or carrying about the death of the Lord. It is accomplished. We're accomplishing the eternal business of God, which is marriage, and which is the purpose of God. Now that's Revelation 5:6. Read it.
And I beheld, and lo, in the midst of the throne, and of the four beasts, and in the midst of the elders, stood a lamb as it had been slain, having seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent forth into all the earth.
Right, and the seven horns are the to ward off the devil, the demons, to ward off all the temptations. Gives you power to ward off every evil thing. And then also Revelation chapter 21, verses 1 through 3.
And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying...
So this bride, this is the New Jerusalem. This bride coming down from heaven is adorned like a bride, okay? That's us.
Amen.
Amen. Those
Amen.
Of us that are born again. Then what?
Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people.
So the tabernacle of God is with men. Well, we are the tabernacle of God, and we're here on earth right now with mankind, beseeching you to become part of the marriage supper of the Lamb, beseeching you to be consumed by the Lord, because whatever you're consumed with, let me hear you tell me the value of it. Some kind of satisfaction today, and then when you go to sleep at night, you don't know whether the Lord's going to pull the little spirit out of your miserable little body. And then you're going to be in hell forever. Is what you're doing worth that? Huh? Going to hell? Is it worth that?
No.
Okay. Then what?
And God himself shall be with them and be their God.
Right. So that's what I want. I don't want to be with Satan. I want to be with God. That's mm-hmm. only a natural, person that has any spiritual brains. And this, people have brains, all right, but they use them for the wrong thing. All these rocket scientists and all these people that, the absent-minded professors, they summarize and all that, and they don't know anything. Amen?
Amen.
If you don't know the Lord, if you haven't been consumed by the Lord, and he hasn't become... you haven't become his tabernacle so that you can be in his tabernacle, in his body, well, then you're lost. And the Lord wants you to know that so you can get saved. Okay, then what else? And this is to be the part of the Holy Spirit that speaks to all the churches. Chapter 2, verse 7, 11, 17, and 29.
He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches.
Yeah. If you are of the Spirit, and you love the Lord, and you love his Spirit, his word is Spirit, and his word is life. Okay, so go ahead. Eternal life, that is. Then what?
To him that overcometh will I give to eat of the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of God.
Well, overcome. How will you overcome? By the blood of the Lamb and the word of your testimony. Well, what is the word of your testimony? The word of my testimony is God. Is Christ. Amen. Amen. He's the word.
Amen.
So he's the word of my testimony. Say, the Lord said, the Apostle Paul said, I know nothing but Christ and him crucified. In other words, he knows the word of God. And he knew it well enough to write it. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, then what?
In verse 11, he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. He that overcometh shall not be hurt of the second death.
Okay, so how do you overcome?
By the blood of the Lamb and the word of your testimony.
No, the intensified spirit, which is the word of God also. Amen? And you have to overcome by the blood of Jesus, which takes away all your former sins, so that the... And you have to stop sinning so that by the blood, so that the Spirit of God will remain in you. If you want the Lord to remain with you, he has to remain with you every day, and so you have to take up... you have to use the cross on every evil thing, because he won't live in a human being that has their mind on satanic things. All right?
Yeah.
You say, well, that's too hard. Well, that's what he said. Take up the cross. Because you love the world too much, friend. If you seem that that's hard for you to do. You love your flesh too much. You're too much into the flesh. The devil got a hold on you. Satan's got a hold on you. You think it's cute, but it isn't to the Lord. Okay, then what?
Verse 17. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. To him that overcometh will I give to eat of the hidden manna.
And okay. Yeah, well, the hidden manna is the things that I'm telling you. If you are not that strong in the Spirit of God, you don't know. You never knew the things that I'm telling you. If you're not that strong in the Lord, these things evaporate from you because you don't cling to the Word of God. It isn't that precious to you. You feel that, oh, I know, that was easy, because the things of the Lord are easy if you're in the Spirit, but they're unknown to those that don't walk in the Spirit. You can't know them because they're only spiritually discerned, because the flesh does not understand these things. But this is the process. The Lord God, the Holy Spirit from the Old Testament, never did the things that he did in the New Testament. He went through the process of, he entered into a human being. He went through a human life. He was crucified because he loved us, those of us that will accept him. He went to hell. He rose from death, hell, and the grave. And then he ascended into heaven by going through the process. And then he was baptized into all that, and he says, yes, we will, if we're going to be with him, we'll be baptized into all these things as well, and we will drink that same cup. Now, count the cost. If you don't, really, you're not going to do it. You're wasting your time in the church. Take off, because you have to do that. You don't have to, but if you're going to heaven, you have to.
Yeah.
Okay, then what else?
And I will give him a white stone, and in the stone a new name written, which no man knoweth, saving he that receiveth it.
Mm-hmm.
And then verse 29.
Right.
He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches.
And chapter 3, verse 6, 13 and 22.
He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches.
Yeah, listen to this intensified spirit. This intensified spirit is pleading with you, because hell is so awful. You have no idea. You just think that hell is here on earth. This is a walk in the park, Sunday school picnic. It's like lounging around, no matter what you're going through, compared to hell and the lake of fire. It's burning forever. Then what?
Verse 13. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches.
And verse 22.
He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches.
Okay, now the Holy Spirit is extremely essential. It's the essential Holy Spirit. and the business spirit, the one that really takes care of his own. And you're supposed to take care of the Lord and the Lord's people that are out in the world that haven't been saved yet. Or the procedure spirit of the processed, because God has gone through process and is able to consummate us unto him. So it's the business of the process, triune God. This is the most essential spirit of God, the Holy Spirit of eternal life and his Holy Spirit. This essential spirit must be breathed into every person that believes as the divine essence of the divine life that must live in us in order for us to be born again of the Spirit. And you can check that out. That's Romans 8:2, John 20, verse 22. This is the business spirit of God, the business of a marriage to his bride and us being married to our Lord and Savior. The spirit of power poured out upon the people that believe as the divine essence of the divine power. And you can check that out in Acts 1:8. Chapter 2, verse 2 and 4 and 17. The reason it's so powerful is that there's no other power in the entire universe that can give us life and keep ourselves having life. The Bible says that all power in heaven and in earth belongs to Jesus, who is the life-giving spirit. He's the Holy Spirit, the intensification of the spirit, because he has gone through the process, and therefore the spirit in him is intensified. It's more powerful than in the Old Testament, because even though it's the same spirit, it's not the same because it's been intensified. Amen?
Amen.
So because Christ, the Holy Spirit, went through human living. He came into our flesh, the human flesh, lived out his life in the flesh, kept all the commandments, died on the cross, he was crucified, and rose from the dead, hell and the grave, and ascended into heaven. And this is the intensification. He became the Holy Spirit, which is the life-giving spirit, the only spirit that has life. And if you want it, you have to say this prayer to start out. Amen?
Amen.
My time is up, so let's start saying this prayer and begin this intensification of the Holy Spirit now. This will bring you, make you walk on water. See, the Lord calls this world a bunch of waves, angry sea, and you can walk on top of that by the intensification of the Holy Spirit living in and through you. So say this prayer to the Lord and be born again in the Spirit. Say, my Lord and my God, have mercy upon my soul, a sinner. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God, and I believe that God raised Jesus from the dead by the power of the Holy Spirit. I open the door of my heart, and I invite you into my heart, Lord Jesus. Wash all my filthy sins away in the precious blood that you shed for me. You will not turn me away, Lord Jesus. You will save my soul. I know because your word says so. Your word says that you turn no one away, and that includes me. Therefore, I know that you have heard me, and I know that you have answered me, and I know that I'm saved. And I thank you, Lord Jesus, for saving my soul. Raise your hands up if you're not driving, and praise and thank the Lord, and move over. It's worth it. This is, you've really stepped in from time into eternity now, and it's really worth it. And worth taking the time to start praising and thanking the Lord always. Amen?
Amen.
Because he inhabits the praises of his saints. Okay, so this is World Pastor Tony Alamo. I'm going to make sure you tune in tomorrow. And here's Sharon to tell you four different ways to receive an audio tape or a CD of program number 331 free of charge.
Go to alamoministries.com or write to Tony Alamo Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 6467, Texarkana, Texas 75505, or call area code 479-782-7370 or fax to area code 479-782-7406.
Praise the Lord. Now here's H.B. Barnum's beautiful choir to sing Life Prayer Song. This choir is called Life Prayer. choir.